The historic and iconic Rosario Resort is now under new ownership, and it's reopening now after having been closed for a short time during this transition. Joining us now is Kevin Ranker, the real estate agent on Orcas Island who shepherded this deal and the founder of the company that now owns Rosario Resort, Empower Investing, Chris Robison. And Chris, what inspired you to get involved here and to buy this resort?
My wife's parents have been on Orcas Island for about 30 years, and we've come up to Orcas lots and lots over the years. She came up to Orcas as a kid and has a lot of memories here. And we moved up here to Orcas full-time in 2016 with our children to raise them, and love it up there. So when we saw that the mansion was for sale and the property around it, we thought, what an awesome opportunity to help preserve a piece of history and take it to the next, you know, level of its life.
Okay. So, Empower Investments is your company. Is this atypical, I guess, for you as far as the kind of properties or kind of investments you might make?
It's definitely a more complex property, a little larger than some of the ones that we've done. We fixed up a few old houses in our time, and so have had a lot of fun with the old character and, restoring pieces back to what it may have been originally. So love the potential opportunity of that. Have done some other development projects in the city that's, I would call it, more boring kind of projects. but can use that background to see what other potential opportunities we could do on this property as well.
All right. Well, obviously, Rosario Resort is one of the most historic and iconic properties here in our region, and certainly in the San Juan Islands, but as I said, in the greater Pacific Northwest. And it's open now, at least partially open, right?
Yeah, the lodging and marina and grounds are open right now. We're working on some plans for the mansion and some updates in some different areas. And we'll work to get that reopened to the public here soon.
Okay, so the mansion will eventually reopen to the public. And do you have an idea of what it might, what form it might take? Will there be any guest rooms, that sort of thing, in the mansion? Or do you know yet?
You know, we have a lot of ideas, and it's really hard to talk about all the future stuff, and we don't know all of the permit things. The mansion historically has not had nightly lodging in it, and in the people that we've talked to so far, so they've advised that it'd be difficult to bring it up to code to bring it to a nightly lodging kind of a scenario. So that's not directly on our horizon, but we love the restaurant and lounge facilities that are there, and would love to have that back and open for public here soon.
Okay. Well, it's a fairly large property overall. And will it be just primarily resort? Is there any plan for residential development or anything like that?
There's a master plan resort that was done and approved through the county about 20 years ago. And so it has some entitlements and potential options with the property. So our next phase of the project is to dive into those and see what makes sense and what blends in with nature there and the culture and community and what can benefit the community. So we're looking at different options right now.
All right. Once again, Chris Robison, he is the founder of Empower Investing, the company that bought the Rosario Resort and Spa. And Kevin Ranker is the agent that's worked with your company. And Kevin, I guess tell us about Rosario and its significance to Orcas Island, but even to the greater region.
Yeah, I mean, people know Rosario and Rosario Resort worldwide. And it is this iconic, historic mansion that brings people there. And now it has the attributes of having this incredible marina, wonderful trails, you know, it butts up against Moran State Park. And Robert Moran gifted a significant portion, 5,000 acres, to the state over 100 years ago to create one of the first state parks in the country. And, you know, Robert Moran was a shipbuilder, famous for building some of the battleships in World War I, but also was the mayor of Seattle. came up here when he was told he had only months to live and ended up outliving both of his brothers and had a ripe old age here on Orcas Island, because that's what it does for you when you come here. But Rosario is a very magical place. I mean, Chris and I, throughout this, ordeal, maybe it has been, but throughout this time over working on this for the last year, I can't tell you how many times Chris has said to me, or I've said to him, gosh, somebody just came up to me telling me they were married there, or they had their honeymoon there, or some other very special event. And so people all over the world have had those events. And what's exciting now is we've got a local owner for the first time in about 60 years. The owners of Rosario are based here on Orcas Island, which means he also has the vision and the ability to tie it back into the community in a way that I'm just really excited about. So I think the future for Rosario is bright, and that's exciting. That's a really positive thing, not just for tourists, but also for our local community.
Yeah, my family is among those that have had special times there. My my in-laws, my mother and father-in-law celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary there, and we had family there and stayed at the, yeah, in the lodging and had a really memorable time. So it is, and I suppose every time that the resort goes up for sale, there's a little bit of angst and worry that will it stay the way it is? And it sounds like that's what you folks plan to do, Chris.
Yeah, there will be a lot of parts that do stay the way they are, and there's some parts that need a little bit of love and TLC on it, and we plan to make a thoughtful plan for that to help the property be lasted for decades longer, and people to be able to enjoy it and make more memories and continue that tradition on.
Yeah, well, I think we're all glad that the Rosario Resort will continue on and be the iconic destination that it's been. And really appreciate both of you. Chris Robison, the founder of Empower Investing, the new owner of the Rosario Resort there on Orcas Island, and also Kevin Ranker, the agent there and a resident of the islands who's been shepherding this whole deal. It's great to talk with both of you, and thanks so much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you much as well.